USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Women filled the streets on Saturday calling for an end to violence against women, the protection of reproduction rights, and the protection of the environment.
Thousands of people took to the streets in Washington, D.C. and in many different cities across the globe to participate in the 4th annual Women's March advocating for women's equality. It was first held January 2017 with hundreds of thousands of women marching in the nation's capital after President Trump's inauguration, January 21st of that year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Duchess of Sussex and Prince Harry officially giving up their titles soon. Queen Elizabeth says the couple will always be much-loved family members, but are no longer working members of the royal family. The announcement coming yesterday from Buckingham Palace. And this is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Republican U.S. Senate leaders are looking to speed up President Trump's impeachment trial, which is scheduled to get underway Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is drafting a resolution on the trial rules that will reportedly give each side 2 days to present their cases. Texas Senator Ted Cruz saying to Fox News that each side will have 24 hours spread out over 2 days to present their opening arguments. The Clinton impeachment trial took about 5 weeks, but GOP leaders have said that they want to complete this process much quicker than that. A number of states are issuing travel advisories because of winter storms. Snow and ice in the Northeast could impact those traveling between Boston, New York, and Philadelphia. And officials are also warning that snow and freezing rain may bring down power lines as well. In the Great Lakes, strong winds are going to be an issue. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The world's biggest food company says it will have to spend big to create a market for recycled plastics. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Swiss giant Nestle saying it's going to spend around $1.6 billion to buy 2 million metric tons of recycled plastic over the next 5 years. Nestle says it will pay above the market rate in order to alleviate a shortage of used plastic suitable for food packaging. Many plastic items that get recycled don't end up being used for anything. The aim, though, in this case is to lure new suppliers into the recycling business. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA is unveiling the next generation lunar rover that will scout the moon for signs of water before humans return in the Artemis program in 2024. USA's Tim Berg reports.
13 men and women celebrated their completion of NASA's Artemis astronaut training program, and Kayla Barron says,
"We're all pretty excited about the moon right now. The Artemis program has really reinvigorated the NASA team about doing new things, and we're really using our imaginations to understand what a sustainable presence on the moon looks like."
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says the future is bright for space exploration.
2020 will mark the return of human spaceflight launches with American astronauts on American rockets from American soil.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.